T-Bird fans. We welcome you to a brand new edition of T-Bird Talk. I'm Clyde County Community College Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker. On this week's edition of T-Bird Talk, we'll have an opportunity to visit with two members of the Clyde County Community College softball team. When we sit down with sophomore returning catcher Camille Stafford of Milford, Nebraska, and freshman shortstop Malia Coster of Salina, Kansas. The Clyde County Community College softball team is coming off their first conference win of the season as they split a doubleheader with the Fort Scott Greyhounds this past Monday, winning game one 4-2 before dropping game two 10-2. Pitching was the name of game number one as neither team scored through the first five innings. Clyde County broke through first with three runs in the top of the sixth. An inning later, the T-Birds added one more run to take a 4-0 lead. Sophomore Paige Muller earned the win. She threw all seven innings, allowing two earned runs on 10 hits with one walk and four strikeouts. Stauffer led the team at the plate, going 2-for-4 with a double and one RBI. Coster added a double, one run scored and two RBIs. Freshman Emily Johnson also had a double with one run scored and one RBI. Sophomore Harley Smith and freshman Berkeley Curtis and Kia Stokes had one hit each. Stokes also scored a run. Now rebounding from their Game 1 loss, Fort Scott run-rolled the T-Birds in five innings in Game 2. Fort Scott led 4-0 after just two innings. The T-Birds cut the deficit to 4-2 in the top of the third, but the Greyhounds extended its lead with one run in the fourth and five more runs in the fifth. Fort Scott out-hit Clyde County 15-7 in the contest. Emily Johnson drove in the two runs for Clyde County in the third, scoring freshman Haley Garcia and Bella Santon on an RBI base hit. Now today, the T-Birds will host Labette Community College. First pitch of the Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference doubleheader is scheduled for 2 p.m. from the Clyde County Community College softball field. Up next, we talk to two members of the T-Birds softball team, Camille Stauffer and Malia Coster. This is T-Bird Talk.
Are you a Kansas or Nebraska high school senior who's thinking about your next steps after high school? If so, you qualify for Cloud County Community College's $500 Early Bird Scholarship. All you have to do is visit campus before December 13th and have a GPA of 3.0 or higher, and you get a $500 scholarship guaranteed. So come visit Cloud and see why our students are Cloud proud. On your visit, you'll see our campus, meet with an academic advisor, and get a chance to have all your questions answered. Set up your campus visit today by giving us a call at 800-729-5101 extension 212 or visiting us online at cloud.edu/admissions.
This week on T-Bird Talk, an opportunity to visit with two members of the Clyde County Community College softball team as the team coming off its first conference win of the season earlier this week and now gets set to host Labette Community College Thursday with first pitch scheduled for 2 o'clock. Joining us today, we have sophomore Camille Stauffer, as well as freshman Malia Coster. And I want to thank you both so much for coming on to visit with us. And Camille, let me start with you. So where are you originally from?
I am from Milford, Nebraska.
Tell me a little bit about your love of softball. At what age did you start playing softball? How did this become a sport that you became so passionate about?
I started when I was 5 in T-ball, and then it was actually, like, the only sport I did until about, like, junior high, and then I started, like, new things, but, like, softball was always the one I came back to, and I was probably, like, the best at it, like, more confident in.
And you're a catcher. Did you grow up catching your entire time in softball? Did you play other positions?
I was actually, like, usually, like, a backup catcher. I was always, like, third base starter, and then, like, my junior year in high school, like, the year before, our, like, starting catcher, like, graduated. So we didn't have anybody, so they were like, oh, you're going to catch. And ever since then, I just kind of, like, stuck there.
Do you like the position?
Yeah, I do. There's just a lot more work to it, but I don't know. It's interesting. You get, like, more in.
You feel like you're always involved?
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about kind of the recruiting process. And at what stage first did you start giving thought to, hey, maybe this is something I might be able to do or want to do post-high school? Were you desiring to be able to move on and play at the next level?
Yeah, I always wanted to play, but like in college, but I never knew who for or like where. I didn't really care, just as long as I could play. I actually almost went to a school in Colorado, but like the coach like was like an intern coach, I don't know, so they hired someone officially, so I didn't really have my scholarship anymore. And then I was invited to a camp here from John Kelly. And then after the camp, he asked me to come back, and I just got a scholarship. And I'm like, I like how it was a small town. So I was like, I feel like this is a good place to start.
Expand on that if you don't mind. I mean, kind of what was your initial impressions of Cloud? And did you feel like it was, you said a small town, so that was appealing to you. I mean, do you feel like it was the right size school for you making that transition?
Yeah, it's like a little bit bigger than like my high school. So it was kind of just like felt like home. And I'm not really like a big city type of person. But I also do like how there's like an hour away, there's Salina, so you can do things. But yeah, it's just like the small town feel.
Do you feel like you made the right decision for yourself coming to Cloud?
Yes. It was rough in the beginning because I got a new coach, but everything planned out the way it was supposed to be.
And we'll talk a little bit more about some of the coaching changes and transitions that have happened during your time here. But let's bring Malia into the conversation. So Malia, where are you from?
I'm from Salina, Kansas.
Tell me a little bit about your love of softball. How were you introduced to the sports? And tell me a little bit about why this became a sport you're so passionate about.
Yeah, I grew up playing about every sport. I started playing sports when I was around 5, probably. I didn't really fall in love with softball completely until about my freshman year. I actually wanted to quit softball, and my parents made me keep playing, so I'm really grateful they made me keep playing. But, yeah, it wasn't until about my freshman year where I was like, this is my sport, I'm going to stick with this one.
And what is it about softball that you love? Why are you so attracted to this game specifically?
I think softball creates a lot of mental toughness that comes into play outside of softball as well, that helps you in like all aspects of life. So, yeah.
And you play a pretty tough position as the shortstop. Did you always grow up playing that position? Did you play multiple positions?
No, I actually played outfield my whole entire life. And then my freshman year, I was playing with a team that kind of needed somebody to step up. So I was like, okay, I'll play shortstop this year, I guess.
What was that like making that transition? And did you fall in love with that position?
I didn't like shortstop as much as I liked playing outfield, just because outfield was something I was comfortable with. But I think transitioning was something that was really beneficial, making me move out of my comfort zone and learning to be okay with being uncomfortable.
And you went to Salina South High School. Tell me a little bit about what point did you start thinking like, hey, maybe this is something that I can do at the next level post my time at Salina South?
I kind of always knew that I wanted to play some sport in college, and I think when I fell in love with softball my freshman year is when I was like, okay, now we got to start finding the steps to get to the next level.
And so how did Cloud enter the picture?
So I was kind of late to the recruiting process due to a couple injuries, and I had sent out emails to just a bunch of different schools, just praying that one of them would respond to me, and Cloud was one of them. So just got on a phone call with who was the current coach at the time and came on a visit, and it just felt right here.
What was the experience like on the visit? What was kind of your impressions of Concordia and Cloud County?
It was definitely different. I hadn't ever seen like a campus like this before. Mostly like the dorm situation, the T-Bird Village, it was different than anything I'd really seen.
But you liked that?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
And did you like the fact that you were going to be relatively close to home if you came to Cloud?
That was one of the things that almost kept me from coming here. I wanted to get away from home just to feel more grown up, kind of, but now it doesn't really bother me.
What has the experience been like as far as a transition? And let's say separate from softball, we'll talk a little bit more about softball, but kind of moving out on your own for the first time, experiencing life as an adult, but being here at college, how do you feel like you've adapted to that?
Kind of going back to like the dorm situation, living with 4 freshmen who are also going through the same thing as me, who are also away from home, I think has helped a lot. And then the sophomores on the team have also been really good about helping us out and helping us adjust as well.
Camille, can you talk a little bit about that? I mean, you know, obviously you went through that transition a year ago of being the new face on campus and new to a program and having to kind of make that transition to being on your own for the first time. Was there much discussion coming into this year with, say, Coach Sega Bart and others saying, hey, you guys are sophomores now. We need you to kind of step up as leaders and help guide Malia and some of the new faces that were coming in?
I don't think it was, like, that hard. Well, first of all, like, being alone by myself, I had a sophomore in my room last year, which really helped and, like, showed us how to do some things. And I wasn't too far from home, about, like, 2 hours, so it's not that bad. And then, like, last year, I kind of, like, everybody kind of had to step up and be a leader, so it wasn't really as much of a difference this year. And I was a starting catcher last year. I caught all games, so, like, I knew how to be, like, that sort of leader and, like, help everybody.
How do you feel like the freshmen, Camille, have done in their transition? And we'll talk a little bit more about softball specifically, but you guys go through a pretty rigorous fall where you have a fall schedule, play a number of games. You start a lot of workouts and team building and, you know, things like activities and things like that. So how do you feel like, you know, the newer faces did making that transition this year?
I think they've all done amazing. They're all very, like, dedicated in what they do. Like, I've learned a lot of things from them. I've learned a lot from Malia. She's in the facility almost every night. And, like, I think they all, like, just knew what to do. And, like, they don't let up. They put not softball first, but, like, a lot of it. Yeah.
Well, and Malia, and it's no secret, you know, Concordia is a small town, right? You know, and so there's not a ton going on for college kids, but I know when I talk with coaches, including Coach Sega Barton, one of the things he talks to, you know, kids that he's trying to recruit is, hey, if you have a passion and a love of a sport, you're going to be able to come in here and really focus and dedicate yourself to that sport. Have you found that that's been beneficial to you, that there's not a lot of distractions, that you can kind of come in and really hone in and focus on, you know, the game of softball?
Yeah, right. I think it also helps that the girls around me also put the work in. They praise it and they encourage it. So it's helpful to be around those kind of people who push you to be better and push you to make each other better.
Let's talk a little bit about the transition as far as coaching is concerned, Camille, because you're recruited by one coach. That coach leaves. You have a new coach last year for your freshman year. And then, again, another coaching transition and underneath a new coach this year in Coach TJ Sega Bart. Now, Coach Sega Bart, I know, helped out a little bit last year and was around the team. What was that like for you to have to go through, and were you excited to come back for your sophomore year knowing that Coach Sega Bart was going to be stepping into the position as the head coach of the T-Birds?
Yeah, last year was a little bit different. It was like a new coaching style that I've never had in my life, and I just don't know if it was like my coaching style. And then realizing that, like, Coach TJ is coming, I actually did tell Matt that if he was hired, like if TJ was hired, that I would come back. But if he wasn't, then I don't know exactly what I was going to do, because I knew that I did trust TJ and how he would, like, set up the season for us.
What is it about him as a coach that you like, that you felt like, okay, this is someone I do want to play for?
Because he pushes us and he's very, like, dedicated to us, even though it's like his first time coaching like softball. You can tell that he's trying his hardest to learn like the new things that are different from softball and baseball, and that he's doing the best that he can.
What was that like for you, Malia, making the transition from high school to college? And again, it becomes a little bit more of a almost a full-time job in a way, right? Being a student athlete, and obviously the student part, the academic side of it's important, but at the same time, you're here because of the sport, and you know, it's a year-round sport at the college level where you had the fall season, you're doing all of the workouts, now you guys are finally in the midst of the regular season. But what was that like for you, taking all of that on and having to do so underneath a new coach that you really didn't know?
Yeah, I had a conversation with TJ when we found out that he was going to be the new coach, and he just made it really clear that, like, all of his effort is going to be to turning the program around and starting something new that is that's going to make the season better this year. And I trusted that, and he's shown exactly what he said he was going to do.
What do you like about him as a coach? What have you found that has been beneficial for you as a player, or, you know, being around somebody like him?
I think it's helped that he's young, so he understands some of the right things to say to athletes, and it wasn't that much long ago that he was also playing college baseball, so I think that helps. He just knows what to say, and he can be very blunt about it too. Like, he just tells us straight up, like, what we need to hear.
Let's talk a little bit about how the season has gone to this point, and kind of a roller coaster at times, some highs, some lows. Camille, for you personally, just how do you feel like you have played so far at this stage in the season?
I feel like I had, like, a really good start, and then I kind of had, like, a little drop, especially, like, with hitting. Like, with defense, I feel like I've been pretty, at least, like, fine and, like, doing what I have to do. But with hitting, I've kind of been, like, up and down. I started really good, then I went through a pretty long slump, and I'm, like, kind of climbing out of it right now.
A couple of weeks ago on the show, I had an opportunity to visit with a couple of pitchers on the Cloud County softball team, including Paige Mahler, who I know that you catch for. And I had an opportunity to talk to her about the relationship between the two of you and what it's like on field, pitcher-catcher. What's that relationship like for you? Tell me a little bit about working with Paige and, you know, getting ready for games and then actually in games, you know, being there for each other. Tell me a little bit about that working relationship with her.
I love it. I, like, feed energy off of her. Like, she is, like, her biggest hype man or anybody's hype man. And, like, she throws a strike, me and her are both going ham, just about one little strike. But it, like, keeps us, like, in the game. And, like, before games, I try to, like, stay calm and, like, make sure she, like, if she's pitching a ball wrong, I'd, like, try to be, like, it's okay, like, just clear your head and, like, try to, like, put that trust in her.
Well, and most times I'm watching games behind home plate, and I wanted to ask about the energy because I'm watching behind home plate, and it doesn't matter whether it's a strikeout, whether it's a flyout, whatever it is. It seems like you're always up and you're super excited to see even the rest of your teammates have success. It seems like you get so invested into the games. I mean, talk a little bit about that and bring an energy to the team.
I think, I don't know, I try to be like a positive, like, outlook. So, like, if someone's doing good, I'm going to tell them that they're doing good. And I like to hype people up. And, like, and if even if someone's doing bad, like, I'm still going to be yelling at them. Like, I want them to be able to look at home plate and know that I have their back, good or bad. That's what I try to do.
We talked about how do you feel like you're playing collectively as a team. How do you feel about where you guys are right now at this point in the season?
I think everybody's doing pretty good. Usually, like, if we lose a game or something like that, it's, like, one inning where everything's not just, like, clicking for us. Like, if there's two outs or something and they just, like, get hits or, like, maybe, like, a little error, we kind of, like, shut down. But usually we can get out of it. But, like, sometimes it has gotten us to lose the game.
Do you – you talked about having to catch, you know, all throughout last season. Obviously this year another catcher with you and Emily Johnson, a freshman member of the team, and kind of sharing responsibilities at that position. Do you like the fact that you have somebody that you can share that responsibility to, yet, you know, both of you are still finding ways to contribute? You still, more often than not, are the DP than that second game when she's catching, so you still get the opportunity to contribute. Is that okay with you? Do you like that?
Yeah, I love it. It was a lot last year to catch all the games. It is, like, almost every other day that we play, and there's two games, and most of the time they go seven innings, so it was a lot to do. And with Emily this year, she's doing an amazing job. She's really good at what she does, and I'm very thankful for her this year.
Malia, for you, how do you feel like you've played so far your freshman year?
I feel like I've gone through kind of waves almost. I started pretty hot the first couple games, and then I've kind of done this my whole softball career. I'll hit really well for a couple weeks, and then I'll slump down, and I'll find my way out of it. And that's kind of what I'm doing right now. I'm trying to find my way out of a slump. So hopefully that happens soon. But
how's it been as far as like competition, the type of teams, players that you've run up against so far this season, especially now that we've gotten into conference play? You've played a couple of ranked teams nationally now with Johnson County, Neosho County, and then again, just playing so many more games at this level than what you would have been used to at high school. What has that been like for you? And do you feel like you're up to the task of, you know, going up against some of that high level competition?
Yeah. I came from a league in high school that has lots of talent softball wise, and growing up in Kansas, I know the Jayhawk League is not easy. It's one of the toughest around. So I knew going into it there was going to be some really good competition, but I love that. I love going up against a ranked team or a really good pitcher, and it's just like, okay, like, let's find a way to beat them. I think it's, I love the challenge.
Collectively as a team, how do you feel about where you guys are right now at this stage?
I feel like when we see a ranked team, when we come up against a ranked team, we don't like have the mindset like, hey, this, let's just try not to get run ruled. I don't think that's our mindset. We really do believe we can go into a game and shut a team out. And we do hang with really good teams for three or four innings. And then kind of like what Millie said, it'll just be one inning that kind of gets out of hand. And, yeah, I think other than that, we're clicking pretty well.
And you play such a pivotal position in the field at that shortstop position. Again, is that something that you like, you know, being up for the task, knowing that you're in one of those prime defensive spots on the field? And then what's the relationship like with you? We talk about Camille, her working relationship with her pitcher, but, you know, you've got your fellow infielders that you're working with, Harley at third, you know, whoever it may be at second. Talk a little bit about the communication that needs to exist, the relationship that's there, and how you feel like you guys have gelled at this stage.
Yeah, I really do love shortstop now. I wouldn't prefer any other position. I get way more action than I did in high school. I also love that. There's more opportunities. One of my favorite things right now is having Harley at third base next to me. Harley was last year's shortstop, and she played pretty sure just about every game. So she understands my position more than she understands hers, so she can pick me up easily. And then we also have this connection. I just feel like we're clicking really well, having each other's back. We've made a lot of, I wouldn't say trick plays, but just plays that are like, it feels like we're on the same wavelength. It's really weird.
So what are the goals this season, whether personally or as a team? What are the goals for you as you look ahead to, really, it's going to go fast. We're talking about just over a month left, hopefully, in the season. What are you hoping to accomplish?
I think our goal is to make it to the tournament. I think it's top eight teams make it. I think that's not out of reach for us, especially because the teams we're about to see the next couple weeks are not as tough as our schedule has been the past month or so. So we definitely have a shot, and I think we all know that. And I think we're going to really thrive the next couple weeks.
Camille, for you, what are the goals, either personally, as a team? What are you guys hoping to accomplish?
I agree with Malia. Like, to make it to the tournament would be really fun. And I think that we can do it. Like, it's not like crazy concept to think that we couldn't, and especially the way we have been playing. And like, for me, just to like help, I like how TJ is trying to flip the program, and I love to be a part of that.
Talking again with sophomore Camille Stauffer, freshman Malia Koster, both members of the Cloud County Community College softball team. The T-Bird softball team continues Kansas Jayhawk Community College conference play this week. On Thursday, they host Labette Community College, a 2:00 first pitch from the Cloud County Community College softball field. And then Saturday, they're going to run into another ranked opponent as they're going to head to Kansas City, Kansas, in a matchup against the Kansas City, Kansas Community College Blue Devils. I close out our interview each week asking what I call our final four questions. And so I'll have a little bit of a game that I want to play with the two of you. But before we get to that, Camille, I know this is a question you're probably not ready to answer yet either, this is your sophomore season. And so your time at Cloud County is getting ready to come to an end. I'm sure you've been talking to other schools, coaches, trying to figure out what you want to do in the future. Where does that kind of stand as we sit here today?
I have a few options I've been thinking about, but the one that stands out mostly is where our pitcher Paige is going. She really wants me to go with her, and I kind of think it would be fun. The coach has reached out. That is really something I am thinking about, but I do also have a couple few that are up there that I just need to decide which place to go.
But you do want to play and continue playing.
It's like a 60-40. Like, I'm not old, but I feel like I'm getting so old. But I don't think I'd be mad with either. Like, if I don't play, I think I could grow in school and like figure out exactly what I want to do after. But if I do play, I would be fine with that. I would have fun. I always do, and try to just keep getting better.
But your days here at Cloud County are getting shorter. Yeah. What do you feel like you're going to miss the most about the college, about the softball program, about being here at Cloud County?
Probably the girls. They are a very big part of why I love it here. Every single one of them they're special. They all are.
All right, let's close it out with my final four questions. These are going to be non-softball related, and we're going to play a little game of this or that just to get to know the two of you a little bit, okay? So I'm going to ask the question to each of you. Malia, I'll let you go first. So this or that, which would you prefer, okay?
Okay.
Alone time or social time? Which do you like more?
Alone time, for sure.
Why?
I think it's a great time to recharge. If I've been around people all day, I really just need alone time to recharge.
Camille, what about you? Alone time, social time, what do you like better?
I would also say alone time.
Why so?
Because sometimes it can be too much. If like kind of example, we're always with each other. We go to, like, the softball girls, we go to school together, we live together, we eat together. So sometimes I kind of just, like, need to be away and by myself.
All right, my second one, this or that, which would you rather? Do you like shopping online, or would you rather shop in the store? Camille.
Oh, I would say in a store.
Why?
Because, like, you can see something on the rack and be like, oh, that's so cute. And then you try it on, and you're like, oh, no, that is not cute at all.
Yeah. So you'd rather purchase in person?
Yes.
Malia?
Shopping online, for sure. Scrolling on Amazon is equivalent to scrolling on Facebook for me. Like, it just feels like a game almost. I know I'm not going to buy everything I see, but literally just scrolling through there, I love it.
Well, that's going to lead me to my third one. You ready?
Yeah.
Speaking of just, you know, mindlessly scrolling. TikTok or Instagram?
TikTok.
Why?
TikTok is like a Google for me. Like, I learn so much off of TikTok that I don't think I would learn anywhere else. Yeah. TikTok.
That's the app. Mm-hmm. Camille?
I would have to say Instagram. The reels are just so funny. I'm sorry. They're so much better than TikTok. They're just hilarious. And I just be cracking myself up in my bed. Yeah.
All right, Camille. Last one. Final this or that. Beach or mountains?
Probably mountains.
Why?
Because you can get, like, ATVs and ride around them, and they're just beautiful. Like, it's just a great sight to see.
I just saw the face Malia gave you when you said that. Are you giving me a different answer?
Yes, the ocean, for sure. If I didn't have to choose a softball field, the ocean would be my next option of places to be.
Very good. I appreciate you guys doing this with me. I appreciate you coming on, talking to me, and I want to wish you all the best with the remainder of the softball season ahead. But thank you so much for joining me this week.
Are you a Kansas or Nebraska high school senior who's thinking about your next steps after high school? If so, you qualify for Cloud County Community College's $500 Early Bird Scholarship. All you have to do is visit campus before December 13th and have a GPA of 3.0 or higher, and you get a $500 scholarship guaranteed. So come visit Cloud and see why our students are Cloud proud. On your visit, you'll see our campus, meet with an academic advisor, and get a chance to have all your questions answered. Set up your campus visit today by giving us a call at 800-729-5101 extension 212 or visiting us online at cloud.edu/admissions.
My thanks to Cloud County Community College softball players Camille Stauffer and Malia Coster for being our guests this week on T-Bird Talk. And want to wish all the best to the Cloud County Community College softball team as they compete today against the Labette Community College Cardinals. First pitch is scheduled for 2 p.m. from the Cloud County Community College softball field, and both games will be streamed live on the T-Bird Sports Network at cloudtbirds.com. The Cloud County Community College baseball team will also be in action today as they're in Highland, Kansas for the first two games of a four-game series with the Highland Community College Scotties. Cloud County has won four in a row in seven of its last eight games following a road victory over the Southeast Community College Bobcats 6-3 in non-conference baseball action Tuesday in Beatrice, Nebraska. Freshman Tony Crow launched a grand slam in a five-run second inning. Freshman Caden Budke had a run-scoring single. And sophomore Miles Chamberlain pitched six scoreless innings to help the T-Birds pick up their 27th win of the season. Chamberlain took over after starter Tyler Elliott exited in the first inning due to an injury. Chamberlain, who had only thrown 14 innings of relief and 10 total appearances entering the game, delivered six strong innings of work, allowing no runs while striking out five batters. Offensively, the T-Birds scored six runs on six hits. Crow had a grand slam in the second inning. Nolan Friend went 2-for-4 with one run scored. Cloud County is in Highland, Kansas today to meet up with the Highland Community College Scotties. First pitch of today's doubleheader will begin at 1 p.m. The series will continue with two games in Highland on Friday. The Cloud County Community College women's track and field team is currently ranked number 2 nationally in the latest United States Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association NJCAA Women's Outdoor Track and Field National Rankings. The T-Birds have received 332.52 points, ranked only behind New Mexico Junior College. Last weekend, Cloud County picked up three event wins at the 2025 Friends University Spring Open. Cloud County freshman Maimuna Jallo opened her season by winning the women's 100-meter dash by establishing a new school record in meet record and a national qualifying time of 11.53. Jallo's time marks the sixth fastest time in the NJCAA this season and earned her recognition this week as both the Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference Women's Outdoor Track and Field Athlete of the Week and the NJCAA Division I Women's Outdoor Track Athlete of the Week. The T-Birds also had four runners sweep the top four spots in the women's 800-meter run, with the top three runners shattering the previous meet record. Sophomore Nato Ube won the 800 meters in a national qualifying time of 2:09.98. Sophomore Envini Nchike finished second overall with a new personal record in national qualifying time of 2:10.44. Sophomore Mercy Ngamchab established a new personal record with a national qualifying time of 2:11.85 to finish third overall. Sophomore Rafiato Nuhu earned an event win in the women's 400-meter dash with a national qualifying time of 54.46. Cloud County will return to the track this weekend as they travel to Wichita, Kansas for the second straight week, this time competing in the 2025 KT Woodman Classic at Cessna Stadium on the campus of Wichita State University. Events begin at 6 p.m. Friday night. The Cloud County Community College men's track and field team is currently ranked number 14 nationally. The T-Bird men's track and field program won one event and recorded two runner-up finishes at the weather-shortened Friends University Spring Open last week. Freshman Aziz Benbrahim led the way with a first-place finish in the men's 800-meter run and a national qualifying time of 1:52.36. Sophomore Trey Collins tied for second place individually in the men's high jump, clearing 6'4¾". Sophomore Josh Shelley notched a second-place finish in the men's hammer throw with a throw of 171 feet, 9 inches. The T-Bird men are also gearing up to compete in the KT Woodman Classic this weekend in Wichita. You can keep on top of everything that's happening in T-Bird Athletics by visiting our athletic website at cloudtbirds.com. And we'll be talking a lot more about all of the spring sports activities at Cloud County Community College in the weeks to come. So make sure that you're subscribing to T-Bird Talk. It's available on all of your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes of T-Bird Talk drop each Thursday. T-Bird Talk is a production of the Cloud County Community College Athletic Department.